The finest advice that you can ever receive, the finest advice that you and I can ever receive as we begin a new year. One to be prayerful about passage to look at this morning, this significant morning, as we launch out into a new year. The finest advice that you and I could ever receive for the new year: trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I believe that this is the finest advice that we can ever receive. It's very often given to young couples who start life together in marriage and other occasions. But it is good for us to pause this morning, I believe, and just look in depth at these few verses. There's so much here that we can unpack, that we can find, I trust, as encouragement as we launch out into the unknown. Charles Bridges, the well-known commentator, says, this text is the polar star of a child of God. Faith in his Father's providence, promises and grace. How much there is there. The polar star, the guiding star, the comforting star, the leading star, the genuine, the actual that we should follow for our good, for our benefit, for our blessing. Providence, promises and the grace of God. Now, the book of Proverbs isn't an easy book. And over the whole of the book of Proverbs, you could write just two words: good advice. Good advice. As you work through the book of Proverbs, this seems to shine out, doesn't it? Good advice for our souls, for our spiritual growth, for our benefit, for our maturity. Keep plowing through. Proverbs, not easy. And then you come to these wonderful words: trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. If you neglect this body of teaching, if you neglect this section of scripture and say, well, it's difficult to understand, it's difficult to apply, there's sufficient for us here this morning, I believe, dear friend, to take away a good meal, good comfort, good substance. And oh, that we could learn, put into practice what it means to trust in the Lord. It comes off our lips so easily, too easily perhaps at times. What does it mean to truly trust in the Lord with all our heart? What does it mean to lean not on our own understanding when we think we have the answer, when we think that we've got it all worked out bit by bit, when we've planned it all? What does it mean? Lean not on your own understanding. What does it mean in all your ways to acknowledge him? But Lord, I find that difficult. I want to go my way. No, no, no. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. What does it mean to acknowledge him? There's so much here. So much here. And he will direct thy paths. Direct thy paths. A wonderful verse when you come to Proverbs 23 and verse 26. It seems to sum up our thoughts this morning. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. So it seems to sum up there as you come towards the end of Proverbs. Here is this desire, here is this call, here is this urge of the Holy Spirit for us to give full attention to the Proverbs, to give full attention to what the Lord would say to us this morning in trusting in him. And so I believe, dear friend, there are four spiritual steps for our spiritual benefit in these verses this morning. They are upward steps. There are steps, if we consider them seriously, will do us good if we put them into practice for the new year, day by day. First of all, we're reminded of the need of total confidence. Total confidence. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So simple, isn't it? So profound. And yet at times, so difficult, isn't it? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Have that total confidence in the Lord. Some of the versions would put it, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord. They are enlarging what it means, you see. We can rather easily read these words, can't we? Well, trust in the Lord. Oh, stop for a moment. Have we got that full confidence, leaning on him in days of darkness, in days of despair, in days of sorrow? Do we know what it is to truly trust in and be confident in the Lord? Or do we feel that we have it all planned and sorted out, and we have made all the arrangements, and we don't need his guiding hand? Oh, God forbid. Oh, that we might know this total confidence, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not with self-confidence. That's easy, isn't it? Not with self-confidence, but with godly confidence. That, dear friend, which is your birthright. I want you to think about these things seriously. I'm trying to make them simple for each one of us. This confidence, of which I would encourage you to be grounded upon, to build your faith upon, is your birthright as a Christian believer. You say, well, I'm shy, I'm reserved, I find it difficult to witness, I find it difficult to trust in the Lord in those days of darkness. My dear friend, this confidence is your birthright as a believer. It belongs to you. It's part of the package, you see. Part of the package. It's not something that you work up yourself in a time of crisis and need. No, you lay hold upon it. In the time of need, in the time of sorrow, in the time of grief, not self-confidence, but godly confidence, it is your birthright. And you say to me, well, where do you get that from in Scripture? Do you have scriptural authority? And I do. I do. I take up the words of the apostle in Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I believe we have enough evidence there of what I'm seeking to share with you, beloved. This total confidence is your birthright. It is part of your Christian package that you are able to say, by God's grace, not in your own strength, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So when those times come in this new year, as they will come, may come sooner than longer, we know not, days of sorrow and grief, days of hardness and so on, days of crisis that you might face, oh friend, lay hold upon that which is your birthright. Confidence, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You want further proof of my argument? Well, again, the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:10. Therefore, says Paul, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. There's the confidence, isn't it? It's not something he makes up. It sums it as part of his Christian character, his Christian nature, part of the package that belongs to him. When I'm weak, then I am strong. Perhaps Charles Wesley had that in mind when he penned one of those wonderful hymns of his, Soldiers of Christ, arise, put your armor on, from strength to strength go on. That having all things done and all your conflicts past, you may overcome through Christ alone and stand complete at last. It's enough evidence, surely, beloved, this morning, for us to say, in this package, total confidence, which is your birthright, it's part of the Christian package. Undivided loyalty. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Don't stop and argue what these were. Doesn't matter. What about your heart? What about my heart? Do we love him as we should? He said to him the third time, Simon, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Undivided loyalty, built into that total confidence. Through it all, you know me through and through, O God. You know that I really do love you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Total confidence. And then we have total submission. Did you notice that? Look at the text. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And I put that word in, total submission. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding. You think you have it all worked out for the coming year. You've planned it already. You've made up your mind. And you will charge ahead, as it were. Stop. Lean not on your own understanding. Because they that trust him wholly find him wholly true. Beloved, there has to be a total emptying of self. This cruel self, oh, how it strives and works within my breast to come between me and my God and keep me back from rest. It's a cruel self that we all have to face, and it raises its ugly head from time to time. There has to be total submission. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Our own understanding is so easily warped and swayed. It's like a restless sea. The danger of dictating to God how he should order our lives for 2025. We try to plan it all. We try to arrange it all. We try to make schemes and ideas. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Be not like a restless sea. Oh, for the beauty of being able to say in the quietness of this morning here in the chapel, thy will be done. Thy will be done. However dark, however dismal, however mysterious, thy will be done. Lean not on your own understanding. Jeremiah 18, verse 16. As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand. We begin a new year, and we must remember that. We're like clay in the hand of the potter. He's molding, he's shaping, planning. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Mold me, make me after thy will while I am waiting. And then the hymn says this, yielded and still. Yielded, are you, dear friend? Lean not on your own understanding. It's a wonderful thing to be yielded day by day, to be able to say, thy will be done. Have thine own way, Lord. Hold all my being, absolute sway. So my understanding and my desires and my plans and my schemes for a new year must be melted into his will. Not my will, but thine be done. There has to be humility. There has to be honesty. There has to be an opened heart. What is the Lord for me for 2025? I know not what awaits me. God kindly veils mine eyes. But I trust that by God's grace you and I will lean upon him and not our own understanding. All bitterness removed. All bitterness removed. Because God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. So, beloved, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Total confidence, total submission. Thirdly, total relationship. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Oh, you say, well, yeah, that's quite simple. I came to know the Lord Jesus when I was a certain age, and I've got a record of it and so on. I've been going on. No, 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 let's look at this for a moment. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And I give it this word, total relationship. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Recognize and acknowledge him. The foundation of your relationship. The root, the source of your relationship. Acknowledge him. Not merely as a theory. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are dear folk who say, yes, I believe there is a God, or I believe in God, I believe. It's just a theory. They have no heart experience. They can't share with you a living testimony. You don't want a long sermon with long points. You want them just simply to be able to say, I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place. He's made me glad. There was a time in my life when I knew I was a sinner, far off from God. I came by faith to Calvary's cross. I thank the Lord Jesus for dying for me. I know him as my Savior. Acknowledge him, not merely as a theory, but acknowledge his sovereignty over your life. Are you able to say, King of my life, I crown thee now? That's the way to true happiness. Maybe someone here this morning has not come to that point. You say, oh yes, well I acknowledge him. I believe there is a God and so on, yes. Oh friend, have you truly acknowledged him? Have you truly acknowledged him? Do you know that relationship with the Lord? Happy is that people, says the psalmist, Psalm 144. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. There's their true happiness. God is their Lord. Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, to be envied are the people whose God is the Lord. If any man be in Christ, in relationship with him, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, all things are become new desires as a Christian, new ambitions, because you're now in that relationship with the Lord. New standards, new hope, new prospects, new goals. It's all there. It's all there. Total relationship. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Paul, in writing his second letter to Timothy, chapter 2, speaking of the child of God, and he sums up in these little words, that he may please him. It's only a short little phrase, isn't it? But what a wonderful thought to pause and meditate the beginning of this new year. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Why should I? Lean not on your own understanding. Why not? In all thy ways. Why? In all thy ways, that you may please him as one of his children, who has chosen you to be his own. In all thy ways. This isn't a burden. Shouldn't be a burden. Shouldn't be for you a burden to bear this, the beginning of the new year. Oh, you say, what a text, what a scripture to consider. Couldn't we consider something more happy and clappy and so on? This isn't a burden, because we enjoy that relationship with our Saviour. With our Saviour. Trust in the Lord. Oh God, give me strength to do that in all my ways and all my ways. Oh Lord, help me not to lean to my own understanding. Oh Lord, give me daily grace in all thy ways to acknowledge thee, so you will be pleased to direct my paths. I'm my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. I sought him. I found him. I held him. I would not let him go. I loved him so much that I want to keep close to him. And I want to learn these lessons. And I want to trust him more than I've ever trusted him in 2024. And I want to lean on him harder than I've done in the past. And in those ways that I haven't acknowledged him, and in those ways that I've disobeyed him, I grieve. And those ways that I've stamped my foot and plan my own path. Oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. And help me this new year. We enjoy new relationship. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. This is my beloved. This is my friend. And I read these words from a hymn. It is the Lord, my covenant God, whose claims are all divine, who has an undisputed right to govern me and mine. I thought, what a challenge that is, isn't it? An undisputed right. I can't spend a second arguing with him for the new year. What do I have to do? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways, to acknowledge him. And then we have the fourth thought. Total peace. You say, well, where do you find that? Total peace. And he shall direct thy path. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful, beloved? That if I'm fulfilling the early part of the verse, I should come to that total peace. He shall direct thy path. He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. How thrilling to experience each day of 2025, knowing that in God's sovereign grace, He is directing your path. Oh, you say, well, I've made plans already. Huh, I've already planned the summer holiday. If the dear lady in Winchcombe, bless her. I heard she's going on a world cruise. I thought, well, in a way, she shouldn't be doing that. She's older than I am. 18-day world cruise. Well, she went with her daughter. And they had to fly her home. 7 hours flight. Possible heart attack now. Very ill. I'm not condemning the dear soul. So easy, even as Christian people, for us to make all our plans. And He shall direct thy path. Nothing wrong in making plans. Nothing wrong. But we need to have a perspective. We need to have a peace. Is that God's will? Is that God's way for me? He shall direct thy paths. I can't think of anything more wonderful than starting my days, day by day, week by week, month by month, knowing that He will direct my path. It gives me peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know, and He is on the throne, and He will direct and make straight and make plain our paths. The words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 6:25 seem to shine out so brightly. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Of course you have to be wise. Of course you have to be sensible. Of course you have to care for the family. But take no anxious thought that keeps rumbling on and on in your heart and disturbs your peace. Take, I say to you, no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. Be calm, for your heavenly Father knoweth. It's the peace, isn't it? Your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of. No wonder the Apostle Paul could exclaim with such vigor and zeal, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Our peace is founded and grounded firmly. And by God's grace, we're able to say, we know that all things work together for good. Not we hope, but we know, not that we discuss or study these things, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to His purpose. And it came to me this week something like this. In those words of the Apostle, we know that all things work together for good. It seems to me like a spiritual chemistry which produces a spiritual peace. Can you get that? A spiritual chemistry which produces a spiritual peace. Are you able to say, beloved, we know that all things work together for good. My spiritual temperature is under control, my troubled heart relaxes. He shall direct thy paths. So I can say with the hymn writer, by God's grace this morning, I trust that you can too, in thy strong hand I lay me down, so shall the work be done. For who can work so wondrously as the Almighty One? Work on then, Lord, till on my soul eternal light shall break, and in thy likeness perfected, I satisfied shall wake. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word this morning to our hearts. We pray that we may lay it up as good treasure, may feed upon it, that we may apply it to our lives day by day. And when those days of darkness and gloom and the arrows of the evil one are shot against us, help us by thy grace to remember these words, to trust in the Lord with all our heart, in our Saviour's worthy name. Amen.